Lila, you really got into helping at the race last year. Was that the first time you really saw the race?
I saw it the first time a few years before that, in 2012, I believe, or maybe 11. But last year was when I really got into it, because I was helping. I was a helper of a runner, and I was also a helper of other helpers. And I just felt, and many of the helpers and one of the runners lived in my house, so I felt like I was a part of this world. You know, that's all. That's the only place I wanted to be. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It's like when your soul is here, and your, let's say, your physical body is somewhere else, you just feel this disconnection. There were some days when I had to go to work, and I just felt that I'm there only physically, but I'm just waiting, yearning to be back here at the race. It was an incredible feeling. It was the first time I ever felt like that.
So, is there a way of understanding what you think is actually happening inside of you, or is it something you just accept as being a really cool experience and very positive, and it can't really be deciphered?
I just feel that when you, the energy that is created here, when you connect to it in any way, when you help someone, when you come and cheer someone up, when you just do anything in any way, connect to it, you just connect to this huge energy. And you want to be here in every way. You want to be here physically, mentally. It's like you have no choice. You are here all the time, mentally. But when you go somewhere else, you just feel this disconnect. And I think that it's the more you are involved, the more it pulls you in, and the more fulfilled you become, because you feel like you're part of this huge project.
You also, I think, were inspired to be motivated to do more running yourself, and we're thinking about possibly doing ultra multi-day running yourself. Did it come out of this, or is it all part of a whole part of your lifestyle?
Definitely not part of my lifestyle, because I didn't start running until maybe 3 years ago. So it's a completely new thing for me. But because this is a hard thing for me, harder than some other things that I've been doing in life previously, it gives me the most joy. Because it gives me the most self-transcendence, and it gives me the most joy. And one of the best experiences I had was running a 24-hour race in Canada, in Ottawa. And that came the closest to, I believe, the closest to running a 6 or 10-day race. And I just can't wait to do that.
Do you think that by running that 24-hour race, it gave you a clearer idea? Like, here's this guy coming by here who's running his first 3100 Nirbasha. Mm-hmm. I mean, 24 hours is nothing compared to what they're doing, but
right.
Do you think you understood a little more what it's like to be them out there?
I think a little bit. Maybe like a drop in the sea. It's I feel that it's something vast and something infinite, and it's a totally different world. And that 24-hour race has shown me that it's so easy to walk past these opportunities. If I didn't try, I would have never experienced it. And all I did was just register myself and got myself there on the track and just said, we'll see what will happen. Maybe I will not finish. I have no idea. I don't know my capacity yet. I'm a new runner. But let me try and let me see what will happen. Let me just enjoy the process. I didn't have any goals. And I finished it, and I ran almost 3 marathons in one night. And I was totally shocked. It was about 76 miles, so 123 kilometers. And I shocked myself, because I didn't know my own capability. So and that world that I went into, it was just a taste of that world, you know. I feel like it definitely gave me huge inspiration to one day even maybe do a 3100 mile race.